Our Caring and Sharing holiday series continues this morning. Appropriately enough, we're talking with Dan from the Red Cross here in Duluth. Hey, Dan, good morning. Nice to have you along with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And the Red Cross is an organization that for decades, obviously, has been there for folks when they're going through some of the worst times of their life. Can you talk about some of the things? There are so many things, but can you kind of paint with broad strokes some of the things that the Red Cross does for our community?
Yeah, it's interesting you say decades. We're actually celebrating our centennial next year in 2017 statewide. And actually, the Red Cross was formed in Duluth in 1915. So when we think about UMD and the relationship they have with Glensheen, actually Chester Congdon, who was the original owner of Glensheen, was actually the vice chair of the Red Cross when it was formed in 1915.
Wow.
But there's five main things that the Red Cross does. So it's pretty simple that way. So one is blood. So we collect about a little over 40% of the nation's blood supply. Services the armed forces, so we do a lot of stuff supporting our veterans, supporting our troops when they're deployed and then we return from deployment. Health and safety training, so in northern Minnesota here, in northern Wisconsin, we train about 10,000 people a year in CPR and first aid and defibrillator use and that sort of thing. International services, so one of the great partnerships we have with UMD and UWS, the Allworth Center here at UMD is our international humanitarian law programs that teach college students and high school students about the importance of international humanitarian law, the protections for refugees, the protections for our service members overseas, and that sort of thing. And then disaster. So, I think a lot of people, when they think of the Red Cross, you think of, a fire destroying someone's home, and they're sort of left with nothing. They run outside of their house, they're standing on the sidewalk, and somebody from the Red Cross shows up with a blanket around their shoulder and provides them assistance to sort of get through that next few days.
So what are the things that the community can do for the Red Cross? This is an opportunity once a year that we like to invite nonprofits into the studio and say, kind of shine a spotlight on all the wonderful things that you do for the community. And at the same time then say, well, hey, what do you need from us? Well, you want blood.
Yep.
It's right there in my notes. It says blood. Blood, sweat, and tears. Do you need those three or are you happy with just blood?
We can take all of them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And donations, too. But,
okay.
But I'm actually, there are two things I want to talk about today. So one is an appreciation for the support from the UMD community for the work of the Red Cross. So whether it's, I've got Mariah Montero, the president of the UMD Greek Life Club, with me this morning, one of our youth board members. Greek Life has been amazing with us. I just found out last night the women's track and field and cross country teams are actually sponsoring a blood drive on January 30th. And so they're looking for people to donate blood. People can go to www.redcrossblood.org to sign up for a blood drive. But the big thing I want to talk about today is what people can do for themselves. And so we just announced about a week and a half ago a partnership with the Duluth Fire Department. We're about 2 years into a seven-year project to reduce home fire deaths and injuries by 25%. So, home fires kill drastically more people than all other disasters combined in the United States. And so one big thing that listeners can do is check to make sure they've got working smoke detectors in every bedroom and on every level of their home. And so, we always talk about a daylight savings time, pressing the button to make sure that the thing beeps. But there's another thing that isn't really talked about as much, and that's that smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors have a finite lifespan. And so if your smoke detector is more than 10 years old, and certainly if your carbon monoxide detector is more than 10 years old, it likely does not actually detect smoke anymore. And so when you press the button, it's just making sure that it has power and that the alarm works. It's not detecting that it actually functions. And so if you walk up to your smoke detector and you gently twist it to the left, you can pop it off the wall and you can look on the back and there will be a date of manufacture. If that manufacture date is anywhere close to 10 years old or certainly more than 10 years old, it needs to be replaced. If it doesn't have a date on the back, it means that it's from prior to 1997. So unquestionably needs replaced. So the one big thing I'd like people to do, so one is it'd be awesome if you signed up for a blood drive. Greek Life has sponsored them. The pharmacy department has sponsored them. The pre-med department has sponsored them. And the athletic department has been amazing. So sign up for a blood drive. Number two, check your smoke detectors. So if you're renting and you live in Duluth, technically it's the responsibility of your landlord to get those replaced. But if You can always go. We've announced this new partnership with the Duluth Fire Department. You can go to the website getasmokealarm.org and sign up for a free smoke detector installation by firefighters in the city of Duluth.
Wow. Well, and I would be willing, because I am a giver, to go to people's homes because and cook. Because when I cook, you find out immediately if your smoke detector is working or not. Because I'm the one that, you know, that cooks with the window open and the dish towel in hand and flapping it at the smoke alarm. So, I mean, I would do that because it's caring and sharing, and that's what we do here at KUMD.
Well, and it's interesting. I was chatting with Mariah this morning from the Greek Life Club, and we talked about how sometimes tenants can be their own worst enemy too, right? So you burn your food, smoke detector's going off, it won't stop beeping, you take it down, right?
And you don't think to put it back up. Or you unplug the battery.
Take the battery out, yeah. And so I remember doing a smoke detector canvassing event. We were going door-to-door in Bemidji, actually, and I ran across a house that six Bemidji State students, female students, were renting, and they had no smoke detectors up in their house. They were all sitting in a closet. And so and when we talked to the firefighters, you know, I know we've had some really devastating fires up in the Hibbing area over this past week or so. Smoke detectors save lives. Unquestionably, they save lives. And so we really want to make sure, you know, when you go home from work today or from school, or if you're still at home right now, check to make sure in every bedroom there's a working smoke detector. Check to make sure it's not over 10 years old. That's a huge thing that you can do to help yourself and the community.
It's a little thing that you think of in the moment when you hear the story on the news about a family that has lost everything.
Yep.
And yet, but it's such a hassle. Sometimes we have to stop and think about what is really a hassle and what really isn't.
Yep.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us as our guest this morning. It's great to have you here.
Yep, thanks for having us on.
Caring and Sharing, holiday series, a regular feature of this time of year right here on Northland Morning.